Welcome back, everyone. This is Gyaf with Gold Rush. My name is Sharita.
And my name is Afia. Welcome back, everyone. This year has been moving by so quickly already.
Yeah, it's been a busy start to the year, but we're so excited that there's so much fun to come that we can't wait to share with you guys. So Gyaf has a lot in store for you all. This is season two of the Gyaf with Gold Rush podcast. So let's get into it.
All right. So since Guyana's Republic Day recently passed, that was February 23rd, we wanted to highlight its special celebration for this episode. That celebration is called Mashramani, also known as MASH. So Sharita, do you want to give us a breakdown?
Yeah. So the name Mashramani actually stems from an Amerindian word meaning celebration after hard work. And for those who may not be familiar, the Amerindian people are Guyana's indigenous peoples. And it is Guyana's national cultural event to commemorate the birth of the Republic. So that is not to be confused with Independence Day, which is May 26th. Quick history with that. May 26, 1966 is when Guyana became independent from Britain.
Right. So again, the difference, Independence Day, Britain separated from any connection with Guyana. But Republic Day, this was 4 years after the independence, is when, you know, Guyana was completely removed from any British monarch ruling and things like that. So for the celebration of MASH, it's held February 23rd every year, which is Guyana's Republic Day, also known as MASH, MASH Day. The Mashramani Festival itself is a very colorful and vibrant event involving parade floats, bands, contests and competitions, and lots of dancing to steel pan bands and music like soca, chutney and calypso. So, but at a high level, think of it to be similar to the well-known carnival celebration in Trinidad or crop over in Barbados. I say similar because the background and reasons for MASH as a whole is actually different to that of carnival or juve. Sharita will help me get into that, but first I'll let her describe an experience at a carnival-like celebration she attended last year. So you can all get an idea of how carnival looks versus MASH.
Yeah. So as Afia said, I went to a carnival-like event. I actually participated in Caravana. Caravana is just a celebration of Caribbean ancestry and culture outside of the Caribbean. So Caravana takes place in Toronto, Canada, and it's not specific to any one country in the Caribbean. So when you attend, you'll see all the countries within CARICOM, their flags flying, people wearing them. And sometimes you even see people wearing their flags for other countries that are not a part of the Caribbean. So while I was participating in Caravana, there were people who had flags from Nigeria, which is obviously not a part of the Caribbean or CARICOM. But yeah, my costume was really cool. It was white and purple and green. Mostly white, but green and purple decorations. It was very beautiful. My band was the Toronto Revelers. Yeah, and our theme for the band was, it was basically about like traveling or whatever. So every section within our band was representing a different culture or country in the world. So for example, my section was representing Switzerland, which is why our color, our main color of our costumes was white, because Switzerland has a lot of snow. So it was very beautiful. There was also a section within that same band that was representing Ghana. So their costumes had a lot of African print on it, which is very unique. You don't often see that in, you know, carnivals. All that to say, like Afia said, the event of Mashramani is very bright and full of colors and beautiful. There's a lot of headdresses worn and people are often covered in feathers and sequins and beads. The difference, I would say, is that MASH has similar costumes and appearances to carnival, but the overall purpose of MASH is very different. I'd also say that the costumes in MASH are a little bit more conservative than what you would find at Caravana or crop over or, you know, carnival in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right. So like history related to that. So carnival goes back to the 1700s when colonizers had their own celebrations leading up to Lent. However, enslaved Africans were not allowed to attend. So they created their own celebration, you know, as islanders, they had their own, carnival-like celebration. I read somewhere that carnival fever is like jamming to the extreme. And MASH is more of celebrating Guyanese culture. And in a way, it's, you know, like Sharita said, it's, you know, more conservative. It's more family friendly. So you'll see a lot more children, their schools, families, and involvement with the nation's ministries.
Yeah. So you know, they're still whining because that's just Caribbean people. Once you involve soca, calypso, and like reggae music, like, there's going to be whining up. I don't think in my experience that MASH is as extreme as Carnival in other places. But we do want to include some other opinions later down in the episode about, you know, how people think that MASH Armani is changing. But MASH is uniquely Guyanese, and you won't see that celebrated anywhere else, whereas most of the Caribbean countries have their version of a carnival. So Guyanese of all races throughout the country come together and celebrate cultural pride and unity. And it's not just a party. It actually, you know, recognizes the accomplishments of the nation and the strength of our people. And if you spoke to children participating in MASH, there is a separate MASH, like a children's MASH carnival that happens, you know, a few days before the grand parade. Something that I always find so adorable is like when I'm on Facebook and I see all the kids in their little costumes, or, you know, sometimes it's not even like a feathered costume. It's like, you know, Guyana flag colored dance outfits, and they're dancing and competing throughout different, you know, villages and cities throughout the country. I love seeing that. And something else that I find to be very unique, which is something that to my knowledge doesn't exist in other carnivals in other Caribbean countries, is the participation of different ministries. So, for example, you'll find that the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Public Health, the Ministry of Amerindian Affairs, like all of these different ministries, which can be likened to departments that you would find in, you know, America or in other countries. So, for example, the Department of Education in Guyana, the equivalent would be the Ministry of Education. They all participate in MASH Armani. And I find that to be very unique because, at least in the U.S., I'm not aware of there being a grand 4th of July parade. But even if that was the case, you don't really hear about like the leader of the Department of Education participating within the 4th of July parade.
Right. That would be weird.
It kind of would be weird. Whereas in Guyana, like members of each of these ministries participate within the festivities and the grand parade. But yeah.
Right. So thank you for explaining that and breaking that down. So now that we've described the differences between MASH and Carnival, let's get into some more history. So originally, it was organized by the JCs of Linden. JCs is the nickname for members of the Junior Chamber of Commerce. It's an organization for business and community leaders. So these leaders have been organizing an independence carnival since Guyana became independent in 1966. But Carnival was held annually in Mackenzie, Linden, in Guyana. Shout out Linden. In 1970, when Guyana officially became a republic, that's when the word MASH Armani was used for the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there was a lot of work and research that went into choosing the name for the celebration. A man by the name of Basil Butcher, he was a Guyanese cricketer. He spearheaded the search for the perfect name, and he was actually appointed the chairman of the JCs. And he suggested that an Amerindian word be used. So there were so many different people involved in the research behind this word. Ultimately, what came about was a word along the lines of Mustameni, which was what Amerindians called gatherings when they got together to celebrate a special event. And in the Arawak Amerindian language, it sounded similar to Mashamehi or Mashramani.
Right. I feel like choosing a word from Guyana's indigenous peoples were very fitting for the celebration. But what's interesting to note is that the word is so deeply rooted in the Arawak language that there isn't a direct translation for the word. And, you know, as translations and meanings get lost as time goes on, ultimately, we say that it means celebration of hard work. Because, you know, even some of the oldest Amerindians weren't too sure about the spelling or the exact meaning. So the committee did decide that they'll use the word because they got a pretty similar translation. Mm-hmm. And no one could really confirm if the word actually meant festival. So from then, MASH Armani was determined to be the official Republic Day celebration, relocating to Georgetown from Linden. And Georgetown is, as we know, is Guyana's capital.
Yeah. And, you know, as a reminder for those who may be tuning into the podcast from this point, Arawak is one of the 9 indigenous groups within Guyana. So Guyana is the land of 6 peoples, 6 different races. And within those 6 different races, we have the Amerindians or indigenous Guyanese people. And within that group, there are 9 different tribes. And one of which is the Arawak tribe. And the mother language of that tribe is Arawak. But yeah, as I said before, Guyana's Republic Day is not the same as Independence Day. And that's because Guyana became independent from Great Britain, the United Kingdom, on May 26, 1966. And then on February 23rd, 1970, Guyana declared itself as a cooperative republic. So we used to be under British rule, hence the old name, which was British Guyana. Becoming a republic broke off Guyana's relationship with the British monarchy, which we still remain a member of the Commonwealth. And for those of you who don't know what the Commonwealth is, it is a function that allows Guyana the opportunity to receive support in areas like education, healthcare, the economy, governmental decision making, without having political control from Great Britain.
So while both Republic Day and Independence Day are, you know, 2 separate holidays, we Guyanese make sure to go hard when celebrating both holidays. As we explained a lot about the history of MASH, we want to give you guys more of an idea of how it's experienced. I love how the streets of Georgetown just bustle with energy during MASH. The parade starts on Blasingen Road and heads towards a national park, where thousands of Guyanese and tourists are involved in all the festivities. And you would even see families having picnics and everyone just enjoying the atmosphere and just celebrating and
mixing and mashing.
Right. Mixing and mashing. And, you know, really the fun actually doesn't even stop there. You know, like all weekend Guyanese are celebrating, and even overseas we're celebrating here too. You know, and it isn't just in Georgetown that they would be celebrating MASH. It would be in Linden, Berbice, but, you know, the main festivities would be in Georgetown.
Yeah. I wanted to point out also that, like, recently this year, they made a concerted effort to make sure that MASH Imani is celebrated to the same level of fanfare in other regions throughout the country. So I believe that there was some type of news report that came out saying that they wanted a guaranteed celebration in regions 3, 6, 9, and 10. And I thought that that was really great because, you know, everybody knows of the grand parade happening in Georgetown, but, you know, although there are always smaller celebrations and recognitions of the festival throughout the country, a concerted effort is always nice because there are so many beautiful places in Guyana that people have just as much cultural pride for. So
exactly. And, you know, and not everyone will be able to travel all the way to Georgetown. Like if you're a Berbician, you know the trek.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, you have a good point. Not everybody can always travel to Georgetown to celebrate. So, you know, something that we do here while we're living overseas in the U.S. is that we try to find different MASH Imani celebrations that are occurring within diaspora groups. So actually for MASH Imani, we celebrated on the weekend because, you know, MASH Imani this year fell on a Friday. Most people in the U.S. don't have MASH Imani off. So we ended up celebrating on a Saturday with the Guyana American Heritage Foundation. They had a MASH Imani dance night. It was held in Brooklyn, hosted by a woman by the name of Lady Ira Lewis. And she is director of the Guyana American Heritage Foundation. And we had a blast. We went there and it was so lovely to see so many other Guyanese people being just as patriotic as you would expect them to be if they were having the same celebration in Georgetown.
Right.
So it was so lovely seeing, like, you know, there was a woman with a Guyana flag dress.
Yeah, it was a really nice dress. I need to get one myself.
I don't know where these people be getting some of this clothes from, you know, because like, it's not like it's on Amazon. I don't know if they're going on Etsy or what.
Or someone is hand making these dresses, but what she had on... I wish I can, you know, just input a picture and then show you guys because it was really impressive. And there was another lady, she had on just a black dress, but she wrapped around a bunch of Guyana flags around the dress and it really looked amazing.
She looked so cute. Yeah. So that was really lovely. And then they were handing out small Guyana flags to wave. It was actually very cute. Funny story, not funny story, but in typical Guyanese fashion, of course, the party started to get started as Afia and I were trying to leave because... You know, we are based in New Jersey and we went to Brooklyn to just go and support this cultural event. We got there almost 11 o'clock and left sometime after 1. Yes, the party was jumping. There was amazing music and, you know, everybody there was having a good time. As we're walking out after 1:30 a.m., we see a crowd of people coming inside. These are big grown people, y'all. And I was like, surely they can't be just arriving. Why, when me and Afia come back home and wake up later that day, we go on Instagram and see all these big people like just having a blast. We saw Pablo G, the singer and songwriter, performing. We saw one of our like really interactive followers at the event. And it is just, it's so funny to see how like the party don't stop just because you left Guyana.
Right. Exactly. And when I tell you, Guyanese can party, because there's no way at 2, 3, even maybe 4 a.m. Yeah. Everyone's just, you know, celebrating like this. But, you know, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
That was really fun to see. And I definitely had a lot of FOMO this morning once Afia told me that Pablo G and so many other people showed up to the event afterwards. Like,
all right. Yeah. Shout out Pablo G.
Word. And Afia, we are too young to be operating like this. Come on.
No, really. But because I was getting tired. Yeah. I don't know how you big Guyanese people do it. But, I don't know. You know, for the love of the country, I don't blame you guys.
Yeah. That's going to be us next year. We're just going to have to take a nap before.
Yeah.
And show up at 12 o'clock so that we make sure we're not too early, because clearly. But
but definitely my favorite part that night, it was the one man band. Like, mm-hmm. He really did a good job.
He can sing so
wonderful.
Well,
I didn't get his name, but he was a phenomenal performer. You know, he performed a lot of classics and mm-hmm. you know, even, you know, in different languages.
Yes. This man, he wasn't Hindu, he's not Indo-Guyanese, but he was singing some of our chutney songs. I was so impressed.
Right.
I was so impressed.
Yeah, big up him.
Big up him for real. But, you know, that does lead me to want us to share some other anecdotes and perspectives about, you know, how MASH is currently being celebrated. So we want to hear from you guys. One of our listeners actually submitted a voice note about her experience celebrating Mashramani while she was in Guyana. So you can take a listen now.
Last time I went to Mashramani was 5 years ago when I was living in Guyana. And let's see, I was volunteering at my sister's school, at her little nursery. And like, they had to come in with team uniforms or whatever. And my sister was wearing yellow, so I was wearing yellow. And they had like sports and all that kind of stuff happening for school. And I don't know if Mashramani was the same day or the next day or whatever, but I remember the parade, even though I could barely see it. But it was nice and colorful, and everybody had a flag, and I had glitter on me for some reason. And then at the end of the night, there was like some party or showcase or something like that at the night. Me and my dad went. So, but I honestly, I really wish I could tell you more, but I really don't remember much. I really need to go again as a big girl so I could have even more fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Nefeli for submitting her anecdote on, you know, how it was, you know, during the last time that she went to MASH. And I hope you guys can give us some of your experiences mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. So another viewpoint that we read about was feedback that was submitted to Kaichur News Online. And it was actually from someone who, you know, is a bit disappointed in the way that Mashramani is being celebrated. So as we mentioned before, Mashramani is a uniquely Guyanese celebration, and it is a celebration of hard work. It's an inclusive carnival-like event that incorporates children, families, different ministries or departments working within the country, all participating within a showcase where they're dancing and singing and going down the streets mm-hmm. of Guyana. But as you all know, carnival culture is very widely celebrated and participated in. Mashramani, as I mentioned before, has typically, in my opinion, has always been more conservative in terms of the dress of the different masqueraders going down the street. So you might see more full body costumes, whereas like in Trinidad or even in Canada, when I participated in Carabana, the costumes were a lot more revealing. And so I think that there are a lot of Guyanese now who feel that, you know, the costumes in Mashramani are becoming increasingly revealing, and that is an off-putting experience for children to have to witness.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to call out the comment of this one person who submitted his letter anonymously to Kaichur News. And he said that Mashramani is a palpably poor imitation of Trinidad's carnival, And rather than an authentic expression of Guyanese identity, this copycat approach undermines the festival's authenticity. Mashramani must undergo a thorough reevaluation and reimagining. Ophia, do you have any thoughts on what he said?
Just hear my deep sigh. Because as we mentioned earlier, we explained the difference between MASH and carnival. And MASH has deep cultural significance. And so I wouldn't really say it's a copycat of carnival. But I do see the similarities. But, you know, like there's always room for improvement, yes. But I don't know, he approached it a little off.
Mm-hmm. I get that. And I understand his frustration because, you know, with anything, when you see things change over time, like if you've experienced MASH 30 years ago and now in 2024, it looks much differently from what you remember when you were a child. I can understand the frustration in seeing something that is so important to you look so different. I can agree that in a lot of ways, carnival culture has become a bit more revealing. He used the word vulgar throughout his commentary.
I can see that.
But I do think that the way that he wanted to express, you know, his desire for certain aspects of Mashramani to return could have been said differently, but I do understand why he said that. As Afia said, I think that it's always a good thing to, you know, improve and take feedback and incorporate new interests into a national celebration where it is inclusive of so many different groups of people. But it was, again, interesting just to read someone who was really disappointed in the way that the traditional celebration was had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see what he meant by that. Because if it comes to MASH being more removed from its origins, its traditional origins of cultural significance, I can understand, you know, someone being upset if it's not going in that direction anymore. But there are ways that you can give these suggestions and, you know, continue to promote that this is a celebration of Guyana and, you know, recommending that it shouldn't go in the direction of like just having a party and, you know, just being as vulgar as you can, as, you know, he said. Mm-hmm. But,
you know, I agree with that. And I also think that, you know, just experiencing the event from the Guyana American Heritage Foundation, where nothing about it was particularly, quote unquote, vulgar. It was a celebratory event, family friendly, maybe not the hours because they were partying until 3 o'clock in the morning. But I think that us as Guyanese people, wherever you're located, have a lot more power in ensuring that we're celebrating MASH in a way that we think is appropriate and that honors the roots of the celebration. But again, a lot of young Caribbeans are very interested in the whining and dancing up. That is our culture. But I think he offered some constructive feedback that, you know, those who are organizing Mashramani throughout the country of Guyana and people who organize carnivals throughout the Caribbean and other places can take.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, you know, in other recent news, as we mentioned before, Mashramani is a showcase of sorts and it includes the different ministries within the government. And as many people are experiencing throughout the world, times are hard economically on just about every profession. And at least in the US, there has been a lot of pushback from educators regarding the amount of pay that they receive for the work that they are providing. Teachers are incredibly important and their work is so impactful. In Guyana, there's currently a teacher strike happening where teachers do not want to be in the classroom until they are provided the resources that they feel that they need to do a good job. And those resources look like better pay, more tools and stationery for their classrooms, parent cooperation in ensuring that their children are well behaved. And these are comments that we are seeing in the US as well. And so there was a lot of feedback from people in Guyana saying that the teachers probably should not have participated in the Mashramani celebrations as a way to show their protest of the treatment that they're receiving from the government. So, Afia, what do you think about that? What do you think about the fact that the Ministry of Education did participate in Mashramani celebrations? And do you think that teachers should not celebrate Mashramani?
So, I don't think that the teachers shouldn't be celebrating Mashramani because, again, this is a cultural celebration, you know, but I feel that maybe it should have been more in the forefront or more on display that, you know, this is what's going on with the teachers. And, you know, I feel that the Ministry of Education, they could have had more of a, they could have had more of like a prominent role in MASH to really push that there needs to be improvement when it comes to, you know, the treatment of teachers and, you know, just for the support of developing, you know, our future leaders, you know, because the children are the future. So it is necessary for teachers to be able to have the tools necessary to be able to teach in the best way that they can for, you know, the youth.
We want to just point out that we believe that the education system in Guyana is incredible. We know so many intelligent Guyanese who are products of the Ministry of Education of Guyana, and they have contributed so much to the country and to the world through the education that they received as a part of that. But we do want to highlight that it is important that, you know, in any department, that when there is a group of people within a specific department expressing that they do not feel supported or are in need of more resources to do their jobs efficiently, that that should be acknowledged in one way or another.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that we said a lot about MASH Romani. We talked about the history, about the experiences that people have had participating in MASH Romani, both in Guyana and outside of Guyana, as well as some of the maybe unfavorable opinions about the celebration as it stands in 2024. But, you know, I'm always so happy to celebrate MASH Romani, whether I'm in Guyana or not. So I'm so pleased to be able to share the excitement of MASH Romani with other people. So, yeah, happy MASH, everyone.
Happy MASH, everyone. Big up, Guyana. All right, so we're going to wrap this episode up. We're going to, yeah.
All right, Lito.